Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's talk useless superpowers.
Okay.
Your goal is to make them spectacular.
Okay.
And useless. 1-800-947-3979.
I think I've got one.
Okay.
And this was definitely hard to think about. Spectacular, you can think of, but also useless at the same time. That's difficult.
Yes.
Like, how can I not use this at all? So I thought of Mr. Big Cartoon Hands.
Okay.
Where your superpower is that you can make your hands like five times bigger than they really are, which would be spectacular, but would be completely useless because everything you own would be regular hand sized. So you wouldn't be able to open your car door because your hands are too big.
Right.
You can't tie your shoes because your hands are too big. You can't put your shirt on because your hands are too big.
And even if you could do things, what would that allow you to do that?
I mean, aside from slapping a person,
you'd be able to carry a lot more things.
Mm-hmm.
It would make you'd have less trips to the car to bring your groceries in.
Yeah, but your arms aren't any stronger. Your hands are just bigger. So I'm already carrying at capacity because I'm already a man. So I already try to do everything in one trip because I have to, like an idiot.
Text from the 256. I have eye lasers that can make toast in 6 minutes.
But you also have eye lasers.
Only applies to gluten.
It can only make toast.
Okay.
Or can't even so brown a level. Roll. Yeah, it
did. But still, that's a use. That's not still, useless. It's a very limited use, but it's still a use.
If it'll warm toast, it'll warm your hands in the wintertime when it's cold.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of ones that are useless.
It is.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Because, I mean, like, the first thing that popped in my head was breathing fire. Like, it's kind of useless, but no, if I want to start a fire, super useful.
Or if you're threatened and you can breathe fire, that's going to make somebody run away, I assume.
Okay. I will give you all useless superpowers. You ready?
Yes.
A little bit.
Who wants the first one?
Me.
Steve?
Yeah.
You can shapeshift into anything you want.
That is not useless.
Unless someone's around or can see you.
Oh, that makes it useless.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you can't stay shape-shifted when there's somebody else around?
If somebody walks in, you immediately
shift back.
So nobody yourself. Will ever believe
you. No one will ever believe you.
Does that apply to animals as well?
Do you mean like if his dog walks in? Yeah, there can't be a living mammal.
Okay.
That no, can well, see him.
It matters because I was thinking the shape-shifting could come in handy. Even if people can't see him, it could allow him to become something else or someone else to rob places. But if there's like a dog there or something, then he'd still be in danger.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could use shape-shifting to rob places. Just rob them when they're closed.
Steve, this would be fantastic in
That's
the ocean.
That's true. All right.
In the ocean?
In the ocean.
How would that work?
The only mammals in the ocean are none of them. So, nope, whales, nope.
Dang. I don't think you thought
this
through.
Going?
Yeah, I want to know more about how that's going to be really valuable in the ocean.
Because he said that you only shift back to your normal form when there's a living mammal around.
Yes.
There are far fewer mammals in the ocean. So
like
you
a whale
could,
or a dolphin?
Right, yeah, aside from those.
Mm-hmm. Is dolphin a dolphin's a mammal?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Or you know.
Whatever. And so you could go out there and clean up the oceans.
Oh, that sounds great.
You're helping
wouldn't that
humanity.
Be fun?
What would he shapeshift into that would allow him to clean the oceans?
A vacuum? I don't know.
So you think he's like one of the Wonder Twins. Like
one of those you'd use
shape of a bucket of water.
One of those you'd use in the hot tub or the pool?
Yeah, he could just...
How literally thought of the least cool thing to shapeshift into. You could be an ocean vacuum, Steve.
Look,
who's going to move him around?
I'm just trying to make him not totally useless.
I could be a self-propelled ocean vacuum.
Are you a self-emptying ocean vacuum?
Yes, it's all self-contained.
Oh, you're the perfect bottom.
Yeah. So much sand in this guy.
Do some feeding.
All right, so Steve is
Hot Wings, right? You did pick the least cool thing.
You know what?
Steve is the lonely shapeshifter.
Or somebody who shows up to work looking like Cooter from the Dukes of Hazzard. I would have expected a cooler idea.
Kelly?
I'm sorry, I don't even know who Cooter is, but I feel like I got a great image looking at Maitland.
I imagine anybody named Cooter owns a lot of Bass Pro Shop merch.
Yeah, that checks out.
He was the local mechanic who owned the tow truck service.
He always had 3 days growth of beard and greasy overalls.
Okay.
And a lot of hats. Kelly, you have the ability to speak fluently with any animal, but only while they are dreaming and you can never remember it.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks. But that'd be cool because then I can talk to my dog while she's dreaming when she's making all those little yoop, yoop, yoop.
That would
noises.
Be cool.
I'd be like, right, what you yooping at?
But you won't remember it.
I know, but in
she's
that
just going to remember you
be
being
beautiful.
Creepy in her dream.
Yeah. She's going to be like, why does she always talk to me?
Hot Wings, you can walk on water.
That's cool.
If
like,
it's
Jesus.
Pure.
If it's pure water?
Yes. So, like, you could get a bottle of distilled water from the grocery store and stand on a glass of it.
Okay.
You are never slipping in a store. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I got that going for me, which
well,
is nice.
Only if they spill distilled or purified water.
Okay.
But, like, if you see a river, get ready to swim just like anybody else. Maybe you'll see Steve in there while he's river vacuuming.
All right. So it's that or like break into the Aquafina plant.
Walk around on their tubs.
Walk around. Oh, that's lame.
Couldn't you walk around in a water tower? Isn't that water pretty pure?
No.
Isn't it filtered up there?
Filtered, but not purified.
Hot Wings.
Dang. You could fill your sink with one of those. What are those things called? The water filters that you put on your
a
sink?
A Brita?
Yeah. Just pour it in your sink and stand on water.
And that, you can do it. You basically
look
can
at
do,
me.
You're just trying too hard at that point.
Yeah. Like, I swear I can do it.
Halftime shows at basketball games. They bring out a clear tub of water, and you could be Mr. Brita Man. And then you stand on the water and go, look at me. I'm standing on water. And like, that's too grand.
Yeah,
see
but nobody would believe it anyway. They just think I was standing on plexiglass that
whatever.
You can't see.
No,
nobody
believes. Somebody could spit in it and make it unpure and then watch you fall through.
Oh, God, that'd be great. I would watch that so much. Everybody gets like a little tablet of sugar and you can try to throw it in the water walker. Oh, look at him sink.
How anything hits it, a foam finger comes in and it makes you drown. Yeah.
All right. So Steve, shapeshifter, but no one can see you or you go back. No mammal.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, you can speak fluently with any animal, but only while they are dreaming and you can't remember the conversations. You can remember the gist of them.
Okay.
And whenever you try to tell people about it, they're like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like when you're trying to remember any dream. Where
it's like it's always you had to be there.
I think that there was a
is that real
bologna sandwich, but I'm not really sure.
And I ended up in like the Pope's house.
Mm-hmm. Maitland?
Come on. Give me something cool.
You have the ability to tie both shoes the exact same degree of tightness every time. Only when you're wearing them.
Cool.
Wow. Love that for me.
Yeah.
That is the least cool
so
one,
so where's
isn't
the
it?
Downside?
It yeah.
Me, all right, let me give you a different one.
I thought these were supposed to be useless.
Ah, once again, perfect torque.
If you take your hands and make fists, and then open up the index finger to make a little hole in there, like if you were going to hold water in there or something.
Or make a little.
And then look in there, you could see thunderstorms on the inside.
That's
but
neat.
No one else could.
That's okay. That's a special present just for me. I wish that was happening right
like,
now.
Yeah.
Getting crazy out here, guys.
If only you guys could see this. It's really cool.
Everybody thinks you're bonkers.
Oh, Maitland's got her weather binoculars on again.
Or so she says.
They think I'm just trying to tough talk them. Like, I got an F5 brewing in these hands.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got Jack Johnson and Charlie Rowan ready to fight you.
Why, I oughta.
I like this one. I asked this question on social media at FBHW show on Facebook, and this one says, being able to do math in your head, like any kind of math, but never being able to say the problem and the solution out loud.
Like so you always know?
Yeah.
The world's greatest minds are working on it. You're like,
I know this.
How about your superpower is, who wants this one? Who wants to trade their superpower for this
one?
I
do.
You want to get rid of being able to talk to animals?
Yeah, because I can't remember it.
Okay. Anytime you see an insect, you can understand its life's goals.
Okay. What?
So if a fly's in the room, you know that it really hopes to land on some poop someday.
Or if there's a bug, one of the mosquitoes that carries Lyme disease, I can know. Or one of those.
Well, only if its life's goal is to hand it over.
I know. And then I can be
like, don't know anything about its personality.
Maitland, or he's trying to give you the disease.
That one's got bad intentions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bad bug. Bad bug, bad bug. I like that one a lot better.
You do?
Yeah, because then I can remember it.
But I bet it would drive you mad, though.
Because there's
so many insects.
Oh, my God. Imagine all those cicadas.
Oh, yeah.
When they came out, just thousands of thoughts.
Right.
Millions.
And they're really loud about them, too.
Yeah. And what if I hear them all the time, whether they're around me or not, like God does?
Like Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, exactly.
When all the prayers start coming
in. No, they just come through as notifications on your phone.
Ding, ding, ding.
This one. Here's one for somebody on your show. You can pack 1,000 brown bag lunches in 1 minute, but you are not allowed within 2 miles of any school.
Well, you could still get around that. You just pack them, and then somebody else takes them.
Yeah.
It's not, come on, man.
You gotta
it has to be more useless. Like, you can pack 2,000 brown bag lunches, but you're not allowed to share them with anyone.
Yeah, that would be really useful.
Text from New York State, Maitland's superpower of lightning fists sounds like brain damage.
Yeah, you can kind of see that if you push on your own eyeballs for too long, too hard. I used to do that in the dark.
All right. Sleep. What if you could have a regular superpower and then the person to your left can put a but
okay.
on
this
it?
Is my
all right. Yeah. These are always fun. That was like when we determined that you could fly, but it was only like 1 inch off the ground.
Yeah.
No. You could time travel, but every time you got to your location, you had instant diarrhea.
I made Joe so mad that day because he did a time travel one. And I was like, yeah, but every time you time travel, somebody knocks you out and you wake up somewhere else. He's like, I hate this game. He got so mad at us.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
Like, show mad, not real mad.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one. You can fly, but only under the shadow of a total eclipse.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, man. Okay. Very.
Like once every 15 years
and very
or so.
Short time period.
Steve, you got a superpower?
I mean, it's got to be either, I'm going back and forth between time travel and teleportation. I'm going to go time travel.
Okay. Kelly, what happens when Steve time travels?
You time travel, but every time you go somewhere where like genocide's being committed and you're on the bad side of it, like you're running for your life.
Wrong side of history, yeah. Time traveler.
Like you're Jewish in the 30s and 40s. And you end up
I thought you meant he was a Nazi.
I thought you meant he gets blamed for all the problems wherever he goes. It's that guy. He's new. Get him.
Every time. Every time, dude.
Just constantly running for my life.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What's Kelly's superpower?
I want to make things float. Like, I can make things move with my hands.
Oh, levitate and stuff?
Yeah.
Like telekinesis?
Yeah. But with my hands specifically.
Okay.
But every time you do that, entire stick of butter comes out of your nipple.
Oh, no. Like, slow? Or
like a full stick?
Yeah.
Like it opens cheese? Up and shoots out the rectangle or the square?
Yeah.
Does it come out sideways or end to end?
Long ways.
Give me cool tips on my nips, please, so that way I can squirt out like cheese.
No, that would actually be kind of cool.
I know. Yeah. You know, give me your cracker.
Hey, who loves popcorn?
God, that would be, right, at the movie theater.
Okay, I actually really like this.
I will levitate the popcorn
kind of
to my nipples.
Superpower.
Yes. Yeah.
What a buttery
Bring
magic day.
Bring over that cob of corn.
Hotwings, what's your superpower?
I can teleport.
Okay. What happens when he teleports, Maitland?
Teleporting is like you snap your fingers and you're somewhere else.
Yeah. Okay. But in the same time.
So
it's not time travel. It's like I could go, I'm at home, and then just I'm home.
But every time your feet turn into banana peels.
for how long?
for the duration. Yeah, until you fall.
If you don't fall, they stay that way forever.
Until you fall.
You can just walk very carefully.
But it has to be a cartoonish fall.
And get kind of hurt.
Yeah.
It's got to be a fall where that you hear an actual slide whistle as you're falling.
Okay. All right. I like that. I mean, I hate it, but I
Maitland, what's your superpower?
I can read minds.
Oh, but you. Oh, no. You take it away.
No, I want to know what you were going to say.
Nope. I don't want to say it out loud.
You can read minds, but it always looks like when you're hearing the voices in their head, you imagine your dad naked staring at you and it's in his voice.
Oh, God.
Natty daddy.
Wow, I really hate this girl. I wish she'd shut up. In my dad. Oh, that would be soul-crushing.
What if you read his voice and then he's nude saying, I don't like what you're wearing?
Or what if you could read people's minds, but it's in an accent that you can't ever understand? So they're like English speaking, but whatever reason, you're reading their mind and it's
but
French.
But it comes back in
you
Portuguese.
You have no idea. Yeah.
You're like, damn it, man.
I know what you're thinking, but I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
It's German, so it just always sounds angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My superpower would be, you guys took a lot of the good ones. Super strength. What are you going to do with that, Steve?
Super strength is good.
Super strength. Okay. So every time you go to do a super feat of strength, you orgasm.
So if I lift anything I can't lift as normal me?
You orgasm.
Yeah, anything over 100 pounds.
And you always do it with that look on your face of...
It's the real aggressive one. Like those people that have multiple orgasms a day when they're walking through the park and they fall to their knees and they, why, God, why?
And the only time you have that super strength is when you see an accident involving children.
You can't just add that to all of them.
No, no, but I can.
Somebody slap a child. I need to pick this car up.
It only activates if you see something bad happen to a kid.
Quick, slap that kid. I'm about to bust.
That bus is about to go over the bridge. Yeah, I gotta smack a kid.
Are there any children on the bus? I'll get it on the way down.
And don't worry, my number three has nothing to do with the children.
Sorry.
Only it's just a weird coincidence.
That's the propulsion. I don't know.
This game is
they're not
mean.
Playground shorts. They're my super shorts.
Just make sure you get the shorts with the lining in them.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be that big of a deal if you were dressed properly. Most people wouldn't really know. Uh-huh. Except for the weird face you'd make for a second.
Your fellow perverts would fully understand.
Perverts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.